Chapter 26 Evangelism and Giving.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
John 3:16 The vision of heaven that I have been so blessed to receive impels me to witness to others. I buy whole Bibles and New Testaments to give to others. I mark all of the important passages within them, write notes to explain about Jesus, and include a tract concerning salvation. I give these out every time I have the opportunity to witness. Since December 1999, I have also included our church bulletins and a tape of Mary K. Baxter's A Divine Revelation of Hell in the materials I hand out while witnessing. I put all of these in one package, and each time I go out, I take several with me. I've been giving them away as the Lord leads me. I never bring any of them back. I talk to people everywhere, in grocery stores, parking lots, the mall, other stores, at the post office, and in waiting lines at banks or anywhere else. What a privilege it is to witness for my Lord wherever I go. My desire to talk about Jesus is so overwhelming that I truly cannot help myself. Sometimes this is irritating to others who go with me, therefore I usually go out alone. I have learned that the best way for me to begin witnessing to someone is to simply ask if they believe in Jesus. Many will respond, "I believe in God." This usually means that they don't know anything about Jesus. It is then that I begin to present the gospel message. I do experience some rejection when I'm witnessing, but this doesn't bother me at all. I have found that younger people and African Americans are very easy to witness to. Almost 99% of the unsaved young people I witness to will take the package of materials I give to them. Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads me to pray for them at that moment. I pray for their salvation and cast the devil out each time. Whenever I cast the devil out, a fiery anointing comes over me and I jump. I believe this happens because it makes the Holy Spirit happy. I never plan what to pray for people. The Lord always directs me. Many people I've talked to know the Lord, but they don't have time for Him. So many Christians work on Sunday. A few times when I've tried to witness in the parking lot of the mall, the minute I mentioned the name of Jesus, people will say, "I don't want to hear about it," and they will run away from me. In one case, a lady said to me, "It is because of people like you that I don't want to go to church." I'm sure she said this because I had mentioned Jesus' name to her. To her, unfortunately, I was doing a terrible thing. She just didn't realize that all I wanted was to see her get saved. I asked the Lord to bless her and save her. My heart really breaks for those who don't want to know about Jesus. I can never forget those who are in hell and are trying to escape from the fire, but they can't. This happened to my parents because they never had a chance to hear about Jesus. This is one of the reasons why I must share the name of Jesus and the gospel of Jesus with people everywhere. They need to know Him. Thank God, many who don't know Jesus do like to hear about Him, and they are happy to receive the message and materials I offer them. The Lord wanted me to include Mary K. Baxter's tape in the salvation package I hand out. It was Mary's A Divine Revelation of Hell tape that someone at church gave me after my revelation of heaven. At that time, I had no desire to listen to it because I had just experienced such an awesome experience of heaven and one experience of hell. At the time, I felt that one vision was enough for one lifetime. 2 years later, however, the Lord reminded me about this tape, and I had a very strong desire to listen to it. When I listened to Mary's words, I immediately believed everything about her experiences of hell. I heard that Mary's book has been translated into many languages. I know it was translated into Korean. One of my nephews in Korea read it, and it scared him to death. He believed all of it, and he is now going to church. I believe 100% of Mary's a divine revelation of hell, because it is so very biblical. The Bible says liars will never see God. See Revelation 21:8. The Lord also told me that every word Mary has said about hell is true. He said,
"Some people's punishment will be worse than what Mary has said."
He went on,
"Mary's Revelation book is very important for everyone to read, because this punishment could happen to anybody, even many believers."
As a result, I have such a desire to give this tape away. I have given many hundreds of these tapes to others. I believe each tape I have given out will touch many other lives. I have learned many things about people while doing street ministry and witnessing. I have given the witnessing packages to many Christians who don't go to church or can't go. I have also given them to some Christians who go to church so they can minister to others by sharing these materials with them. Several Roman Catholics have received the packages. I was surprised to discover that some of them don't consider themselves to be Christians. I usually say to them, "As long as you believe in Jesus, you are Christian." Likewise, I have talked to a few Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. These precious folks, however, have never taken my package. To everyone to whom I give the package, I explain about Jesus and I tell them what the tape is about. Usually they are very pleased by this. Even some unbelievers have shown a hunger to have the Bible. We must remember to pray for Christians who find they have to work on Sundays. I believe Jesus' coming is so near and that Satan is trying to keep Christians busy on the Lord's day. As I've witnessed, I've learned about people's workplaces. For instance, if there are 5 people in the workplace and 2 of them are saved and 3 co-workers are not saved, in many cases the unsaved ones never hear about Jesus from the other 2 who are saved. I know this often happens because when I witness to the 3 who don't know about Jesus, then explained to them about Jesus and salvation and offered them the package, most of them were very glad to receive it. Sometimes they will even say that they know their co-workers are Christians, but that they've never told them about their faith. We need to share our faith with all those we know, for witnessing is the most important work we can ever do for our Lord Jesus. He died for sinners. The Lord told me,
"If those who are saved don't testify, how will unbelievers come to know me?"
I believe when Christians don't talk about their salvation with unbelievers, it makes God unhappy.